Golf Smarter Premium number 517, published on December 8, 2015. Club up or come up short. Live on Blab, Game Golf CEO John McGuire and the new Game Golf Live.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter Podcast, John.
Great to be back, Fred.
It's good to have you.
In 5G.
Yeah. So for those who are listening on the Golf Smarter Podcast, we want to welcome you. We're live on Blab right now, and we have a bunch of people joining us. We'll be able to submit questions, and we invite you to always join us as we now record our podcast when it works. We do it here on Blab so that it allows you to join in the conversation. And today our guest is John McGuire, CEO of Game Golf, who is based in San Francisco, but you could tell by the accent that he's not from San Francisco, and he's got a brother who thinks that he's a better golfer than he is.
Is he still on?
I don't know. Tom, if you're still out there, please say hello. So let's talk about Game Golf. You were to recap, it came to market in 2014. You brought it to the PGA Merchandise Show with great success. Tom says that he is still here. With great success and a lot of interest. You've had PGA Tour pros, you've had, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but you've also gotten a tremendous amount of support from the Golf Channel and the PGA of America.
Yes, that's correct.
Well,
So when we launched, we had Mike McCarley, the president of the Golf Channel, and we had Pete Bevacqua, the CEO of the PGA of America, on stage announcing our partnerships with those two entities, as well as our tour players, Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood, and Jim Furyk.
And what has that done for you?
It has given us incredible market access. It has given us credibility. A relative newcomer into the industry. Access, I guess. Access, credibility, and a really good, in terms of the PGA of America, a really good understanding of the members of the PGA and what their needs are to help, to help grow the game, but also to help serve the people that they're coaching. So the PGA of America, through their coaches, PGA members, they give us access to that type of information, which we feed back into our product development cycle. And, we strive to put out products and features that will serve those members, will work for golfers, and just basically help grow the game of golf and bring it into the 21st century.
Well, we want to grow the game of golf. We also want to grow the company.
Oh, we definitely want to grow the company. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason that we've dedicated our lives to the last 6 years, more maybe. From inception, maybe 8 years actually, when I started thinking about sensors and sport. My background is behavioral psychology as well as engineering. And this company is a merger of performance and technology. So it was 8 years ago when I started thinking about this. A conversation with John McHenry, who was director of the Ryder Cup in 2006 in Ireland, said, John, if you could collect your golfers around a golf, you'd be really onto something. So then we started looking at golf. I attended maybe 5 or 6 different PGA shows, really got to understand the market. I've been working with a number of academies in London, in the UK, prior to coming to the US. So I really understood good coaching, setting goals, finding out what people wanted to achieve. And then I met with one of the top designers in the world, Yves Berhar, who's the Swiss designer behind some of the most iconic products in the world. And we talked about how do you create something that is fun, that is visual, that is engaging, and that delivers improvement at the core of it. And Game Golf basically has come from that sort of thinking, design thinking.
And your timing is amazing because metrics have become so important in all sports. We regularly have some guys on Golf Smarter that are PGA gamblers. And if it wasn't for the metrics, they wouldn't be able to be as successful as they are. And, I would think that gambling on golf is the most ridiculous thing in the world because golf, especially PGA Tour, is parity at its best. But with those metrics and with each course that they go to, they're able to analyze what's going to happen, and it works. So for golfers to have metrics is so valuable to have the information at your hand that you can't get or you don't even think about when you're just keeping a scorecard?
I mean, the first part of any change process is awareness, understanding what's going on. You can't understand what's going on if you're not keeping some sort of a record of what's happening. And, you know, so, and golf is, you know, golf requires your attention and your focus. And if you're focused on other things, it's not so good. So we created a system in Game Golf that, you know, that fairly seamlessly collected your round of golf. Your statistics, basically everything, you know, what clubs you're using, what distances you're getting, do you tend to hit to the left, do you tend to hit to the right, are you, do you tend to go past the green when you're going for the green, do you tend to come up short? We even, and then throughout the year we launched benchmarks which allow under fairway accuracy, greens and regulation, put, you know, a number of different stats where you can benchmark yourself against other handicap types. So maybe you want to become a golfer that can break 80, break 70, break 90, whatever. You know, we have the system, we have the data that will allow you to focus on the areas that you need to focus on to get to where you want to get to in golf. Because ultimately, people want to enjoy their game. If you're hitting better shots, if you're coming in with better scores, if you're dropping strokes, well, you're enjoying your game. And that's what this system is all about. It's not just purely about stats. It's really about bringing the game to life, visualizing its data in a way that's intuitive, and then, you know, my brother right now, I believe, is one of the participants here, but it allows me to compete against my brother who plays in Ireland while I play here. Yeah. And my brother-in-law, who's a better golfer than I am, but you know what? I'm getting better. I'm getting closer to him now. And it's just it's a great way, actually, for me to keep connected to my friends and family that are not here in San Francisco. Obviously, I'm from Ireland. And we see people using it like that all the time via the challenges where they're competing against relatives, friends, family, not just the guys at the weekend, but even with the guys at the weekend, you can be playing in another tournament through the system with people in different countries. So it's pretty amazing, actually, I believe, what our team has put together here.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm a big fan of the product. It allowed me, and I really do give this so much credit. This is one of the original units. I give credit to it because I went from a 13.5 handicap, which I was kind of lingering at for a long time, a couple of years, and got it down to a 9.2. And I really Fantastic. Think it was because I would come home after a round of golf, I'd plug this into my computer and I'd look at the data and find what I was doing wrong. What issues were I having on the golf course that I was not addressing? And once I realized what they were and started addressing them, short game, of course, then all of a sudden my scores were getting better and I was feeling a lot more confident on the golf course.
That's fantastic. And we have many, many stories like that across the U.S., across the world, basically. It has been used now in a year and a half. It has been used in over 100 countries worldwide and now over 18 on over 18,000 golf courses. So geographically, this thing is being used everywhere.
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah. You know, to explain how it works for those who've never even seen one, and then I'm going to want to talk to you about the new system that you're just introducing.
Sure. Well, this is the easiest way is to show maybe. This is Game Golf Live.
Okay.
And this is the new product. So if I just slip that off, and if I
Your packaging,
you know,
is great.
Like this,
yeah,
yeah. You've got. I mean, it's very Apple-esque. In fact, Apple have had quite a big part in our packaging and look and feel conversations.
Really,
more than maybe we like sometimes. But you know, so but it looks good. So this is the product. Each one of these tags have little symbols on them to identify what club they should go in. So this one here is an 8-iron.
Okay.
And it's just basically, it just screws into the top of your golf club. Screws in there very firmly.
I've got mine.
This is one of our grips that we've lying around the office here just to show. But yeah, so your entire, oh, there you go.
Yep, there's your club. My lob wedge.
There's your lob wedge. So there's one tag for each club. The tags, they don't weigh anything. They don't disrupt your swing, they don't add weight, they're 1 ounce or whatever it is, it's tiny. And then you've got the physical device that's worn on your hip. And that device is the, similar to the one you had, but this is the new one. So that's Game Golf Classic, and this is Game Golf Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can see it there, but there is a difference in color, although it looks similar.
Yeah,
on
so,
the screen.
Yeah.
And the main difference is with this product, you know, one of the things that really ever since I read that book, Wickonomics, where the companies such as Google and others, you know, their strategy was to open up their platform so that and to take crowd, you know, to crowdsource feature requests, we allow our users to vote on what they want. And one of the we every few months we run a net promoter score, which kind of gives us a gauge on how we're doing. And we ask certain questions. But one of the things, one of the feedback areas or areas of feedback that we get quite a bit is, hey, you know, we'd love the product to be real time. We'd love it to be able to talk to the phone while we're playing golf. So now I, not only can I get my distances to the green, but I actually can start getting how far I'm hitting each club. And then as I progress through my round of golf, that I can adjust and adapt. And, you know, maybe I'm not hitting that 5-iron as long as I was last weekend. Maybe I need to go down a club and hit a 4-iron instead. So Game Golf Live delivers a lot of benefits for while you're playing golf. I would say Game Golf Classic was for all the benefits for post your round.
Yeah, I remember that when we were originally talking about Game Golf, which now called Game Golf Classic, you were very concerned about the legality of it on a golf course.
Yes.
And where now, but it seems like demand was so great. It's like, and plus there were so many different mobile applications, a lot of apps that were coming out that gave you the information of basically it was GPS information and you can keep your score, but not a whole lot more than that. So was Game Golf Live a response to those demands?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everything. You know, we have our own ideas in here, and we allow it. You know, we have an area where we will all put up what we think would be a well-received feature or product. But we also allow our golfers that are using our product worldwide to vote on what they want next. Mm-hmm. And, you know, constantly, real-time kept coming through. You know, the original premise of Game Golf Classic was you didn't need your phone on the golf course, so it wouldn't get in the way of your round of golf. That allowed us to be USGA and RNA compliant. We're the only technology in the world, actually, that is allowed for use in tournament and professional tournaments. So Graham and Lee and Jim and these guys actually could wear it if they really wanted to. They wear it in the practice rounds.
Right.
And, of course, as a company, we'd love to see them wearing it into the tournament, and they may do that, Jet. But they also have ShotLink on the PGA Tour, and that's an analogy that has been used, that Game Golf is the amateur version of ShotLink, which is used for the professionals. So
that's quite a compliment.
Yeah, it is quite a compliment. And you don't have 300 volunteers following on a Saturday or a Sunday. You just have a device on your hip.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I'm kind of unclear what exactly the new features are that allow you to what it does on the Game Golf Live for you while you're playing golf. Explain that to me again, please.
Yeah, so with Game Golf Classic,
right,
there was no connection to your phone.
Correct.
So it was all post your round. The biggest difference with Game Golf Live is the real-time nature of the product. So as you're playing, you are getting your distances,
mm-hmm,
and now you're getting how far you're hitting with each club as you're playing.
Is that a Bluetooth connectivity?
Yeah, we use Bluetooth as the technology.
And that's new, right? Bluetooth?
Well, that's we just launched it November 9th. In terms of moving units, we've had our biggest month since we launched this company.
Wow.
So the demand was pretty significant for this product. And so, you know, November, December is the start of what should be a fantastic 2016.
I hope so. That's amazing. I remember talking about like Bluetooth, and you're saying it creates so much more of an issue by putting in Bluetooth as far as cost in manufacturing, and then, you know, passed on to the consumer. But also then it did all of a sudden now the rules were broken now that you couldn't use that.
So we've designed Game Golf Live so that you can use it without the phone. So it can be used like your classic device. It can be used standalone, and then it's USG RNA compliant. The moment you start taking out your phone and start using it to gather information, then it's a different system. So you can use it as the standalone without the phone, and you know, for those that aren't competing or don't want to compete or just playing at the weekends, you can it talks to your phone, it gives you all the information you need as you're playing. And what it really does, though, it opens up really a world of opportunities. So, you know, we have live leaderboards coming where you can go out with your three buddies, Fred, and you can bring them into your four ball. And because we're keeping score now as part of the system, you can start seeing how you're doing in leaderboard. We're about to start surfacing the data to watches. So we have the Apple Watch is coming. Mm-hmm. As in, we all have it here. It's gone past the testing phase, so it's ready for market. So that'll be coming in the next few days. Now you can get your distances on your Apple Watch. You can get your shots that you're hitting, your distances, you know, things like that.
Right there designed on your watch. For the watch. Yeah, that's fabulous.
And in Q1, then, for those that have Pebble watches, it'll be coming to Pebble watches. And for those that have the Android watches, it's coming to the Android watches.
And that's something that's pretty special because the competitors that are out there, and I only know of one hardware competitor to what you're doing. I know that there's a lot of apps that are out there that try to give you information but don't give you as much as this. They're only on iOS, right?
Competitors. What competitors?
Yeah, right, exactly. But so, the fact that you're, let me reword the question then, Your Honor. The fact that you are on multiple platforms is a huge advantage.
Yeah, it is. iOS and Android, which the competitors that are out there are not. Mm-hmm. But honestly, though, here's what I think about competitors. I think that, you know, we have just started. We're a year and a half in market. We have some amazing partners. We have a fantastic product roadmap. It's been used all over the globe. We have iOS. We have Android, which is a huge advantage. We can surface data to all the watches, which is a huge advantage. But I think competitors are important because it validates that there is a market.
Yes. It pushes you.
It would be nice for somebody else to be spending money to educate golfers as to why shot tracking is really important, and also to drive awareness of this category because it's a new category. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for those reasons, I think it's great. We created the category. We were first to market. We proved that we could do something. It's always easier to be second. It's very difficult to break new ground, do something very innovative, which we've done. The challenge for us now is to stay ahead of ourselves, ahead of competition. And really to, you know, if you just look to the future, you see there's drones, there's all different types of things coming.
There's drones coming for golf?
No, I'm not suggesting I'm just suggesting that if you look at all the different technologies that are coming.
I love the idea, though. I love the idea of having a drone follow your drive and like give you a bird's eye view of what your ball flight looks like. And it does it in slow motion. So you can see the rotation of your ball as if like we're starting a whole new category here that we'll never.
I guarantee you there's someone working on that. But
right now,
you know, it's kind of like, why don't you put chips into balls and things like that? The point I'm making is that to stay ahead of the curve, you really, really, really need to be aware of the different technologies, the different approaches, what competitors are doing. We don't focus a whole lot on competitors because we have enough to do in our company to service our customers, to make sure they're getting an incredible experience, and that we're building a future for ourselves. We rarely look at competitors. Maybe if we're second to market or something, we'd be following something, but we're not. We're leading. And I don't say that in any sort of egotistical way. We were first to market. Our metrics are phenomenal. Usage is just off the charts. And this new product exceeded our expectations in terms of the pull for the product. I think we're doing something right. If we keep doing it, if we keep listening to you and to other golfers that love what we're doing, I think I think we have a real an opportunity of real success here.
Well, don't listen to me, because I love what you're doing, and that doesn't help you change anything. I think you need to listen to the people who are complaining, because they always have good point, right? If they're complaining of something, they found something that you haven't figured out.
Yeah, I would say we have, our customer service department, we always praise it. We have guys that go above and beyond to try and make sure that no matter what it is, because it's software, it's hardware, there's going to be bugs, there's going to be things that we haven't found. Mm-hmm. And as you go past certain numbers as well, new things appear. But we have an incredible team here that are just constantly working day and night, making sure that calls are responded to appropriately. If they're not, every now and again, we'll have a check-in. Sometimes it slips a little bit, but it's one of the areas of the company that's praised tremendously since we launched. Because our customers are some people have a company board. I have a company board, but our real board is our customers, because they'll decide our future.
Yeah, absolutely. David Kelly has been following this conversation, and he had an interesting question about the metrics. And you're gathering all this data about all these golfers and what they're submitting to you. What is the biggest thing that you've learned about golfers from the data you've gathered?
So we've learned that 94% of golfers worldwide, and this is a stat that we've had for months, it doesn't change actually, it's 94% of golfers under club, they actually select the wrong club. I heard Lee Westwood at the AT&T Pro-Am two years ago, he said, most golfers come short of the green. If they actually went to the back of the green, there's less danger there than there is at the front. And he's right, and most golfers come up short.
That's exactly what I learned. Yeah, that's exactly what I learned, was that I was coming up short on so many of my clubs. And since then, I think that, as well as working on my short game, but just clubbing up one makes a huge difference. There's a lot of green out there, and you're not going to necessarily overshoot it. So,
I think I just see Scott Gumber there. He said, not me.
Yeah.
he's in that 6% then.
Congratulations, Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
David also was asking a great question. And if anybody has a question they want to participate, please do. All you have to do is type in /Q and then type in your question, and then I could submit it over so that David could read it. How about for PGA instructors? How have they been able to take advantage, the certified instructors and coaches, how did they take advantage of using Game Golf for their students?
I mean, it's a tremendous resource. So, good coaches, it's not just about swing. Swing is definitely a part of it. But it's about what is the person trying to achieve? What are their goals? What's the time frame to achieve those goals? Are they committed to achieving those goals? So the system basically gives you feedback on what's happening while you're playing those rounds of golf. Most coaches can't spend the time to walk with you or play with you for 4 hours. So this is the next best thing, where actually they can see, your tendencies off the tee box. Are you tending to go left? Are you tending to go right? Do you go short? They can see your tendencies as you approach the green. What's happening? What clubs are you selecting? Are you coming up short? Are you selecting the wrong clubs? To put together a plan, they can go to benchmarks. We have a system called benchmarks where we benchmark you against different handicap types. So let's say I'm a high handicap golfer. I want to play off 14, play off 15. I can see what a 14 or a 15 handicap golfer actually, fairway accuracy, what sort of stats do they have there? Greens and regulations, sand save, scrambling, putting, what do they come in at? And then I can look how I compare, how does my data compare visually, intuitively against their data set? And then once I see that, it's sometimes for a coach, it's striking that they say, okay, you tend to hit it straight off the tee, but you don't get much distance, which is why you're straight off the tee. And they look at your approach shots, they can see where you're falling down. Instead of spending time in your swing, we actually need to spend time in a bunker. So it's course management is a huge part of our system. And when used like that, you can drop strokes. It's an invaluable tool for coaches. Also, then we just launched stroke scanned analysis, which, it's a hard to do. I mean, on the PGA Tour, it's a statistical approach, which looks at your off the tee, your approach, your short game, and your putting. Professor Brody, out of MIT, came up with this system. It's used now the whole time on the tour. We've actually just applied that to amateur golf. So you don't have to understand what that system is. You just play rounds of golf, use the system to collect your data. We'll show you how your handicap is made up off the tee, approach, short game, and putting. We'll actually show you how your 15 handicap is, or 14 or 12 or 9 is made up over those four areas. And then we'll actually, the system will recommend, it'll be specific. It'll say something like, you know, you need to practice your approach shots from 120 in to reduce 2.5 strokes per round. We're, because we have data, because we have a large data set now, we can become very granular on recommendations for how you as a golfer, what you should focus on to bring down your scores. And that sort of data in the hands of a coach is gold dust, because now you really know what's happening when the guy or girl is not with you or the junior is not with you. And so you can see their swing, they'll talk to you, but you can then look at their data and the data doesn't lie. And even some even younger coaches for, I don't know, is it high schools or younger, and they were saying it's even fantastic from the point of view that I can see if they're golfing, because sometimes they say they were golfing when they weren't. So there's value propositions here for everything from the high handicap golfer to the scratch golfer. You know, high handicap could be all about, you know, dialing it in, gripping and ripping, see how far your clubs are going, your longest drive, competing against your brother in Ireland or whatever the case may be. And then as you become more serious about your round of golf, you can see and you can compare yourself to and benchmark yourselves to others in the different handicap types. And then you can go after with a coach or with yourself, you can start putting a plan in place and a program in place to actually, you know, start lowering your scores over time.
On the Game Golf Classic, I know that it will hold up to, what, 9 rounds of golf? Is that what it says? You can get as many as 9?
I think I recently heard my product guy saying, you know what, it can nearly hold up to 100 if you wanted it.
Wow, really?
So, but you still need... Or maybe that's a new product. Maybe that's live.
Yeah, well, but you still need to charge it on a round-by-round basis.
And that's the other advantage with live, in that we have smart battery management going on between the phone and the device itself. And, you know, so we use both so that we conserve as much power as possible on your phone so that you end the round with not that. Yeah, so it's clever. We have some really clever stuff going on too, so that when you finish your round of golf, your phone has still plenty of charge in it.
That's huge, because that's one of my complaints that I've had with other applications, is that they just drain your battery. And the places that I play golf here in Northern California, just north of San Francisco where you are, I don't get phone reception in many of these places, but I can get GPS, but it's still sucking my battery dry. So I really appreciate the fact that you've got some good battery management on there. But I did discover that when I had forgotten to charge it and it died early in a round, that my mindset is still, when I step up to the tee, I'm still tapping, even if I'm not wearing it, I'm tapping my waist as if I'm still going through the motions. So Game Golf has actually become a big part of my pre-shot routine.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was designed. You know, when we were, Eve Berhar, the designer, and Graham McDowell, and my background in behavioral psychology, I mean, we had a conversation around trying to understand, you know, because it's easy to see what people physically do, their physical pre-shot. It's much harder to understand what are the really good golfers doing in their heads that allow them to perform consistently, because it's not just physical. Physical is a big part of it, but mental, as you get better, mental becomes a much, much, actually at any stage of it, being able to control your emotions and your thoughts is a big piece of the jigsaw when it comes to golf. So we built in this trigger, which is where you for every shot, you bring the tag to the device will vibrate, and mechanically it registers your location and what, you know, that you used to use the driver. But from a psychological point of view, it's a trigger, or it's a little reminder for you to ask yourself, what would a really good shot look like here? if every golfer did that, every time they tagged or got ready to step into their pre-shot routine, you would be focused on the shot at hand. You would not be focused on the shots you just did or the mess you just made. You'd be focused on the shot and what you're trying to do. And if you play that shot in your head, you've just given yourself a blueprint of the shot that you want. And guaranteed, over time, if you consistently approach it like that, you will drop strokes fast. You know, golf is a complicated game, but actually there's a few fundamentals that if golfers, because it's 4 hours, it's hard to concentrate for 4 hours, I guess. That's the thing. So the tagging allows you, if you use it like that, to bring that concentration to the shot at hand. And if you do that, you're going to have a much, much better outcome than if you did not.
Yeah. One of my tags recently just stopped working, and I got to tell you, it was my sandwich. And every time I went to tap and it wasn't there, it would like, oh wait, I got to step back and start again. You know, I'd have to go through the routine going, come on, work. And it's like, it definitely throws me off when it's not connecting and I don't feel that vibration.
I checked on your tag, by the way, while we were
did
recess.
You? And?
And they sent it to your house.
When? That's where
you
they should have.
It didn't arrive?
No, it hasn't arrived yet. I work from home.
I'll check.
Okay.
That's what I was told in an email.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad everybody's aware of that now. You gave me the look like a daddy going, I caught you. No, you didn't, Dad.
But maybe you've got a second driver for Christmas, our second sandwich for Christmas.
No. One of the issues that that came up a lot early on when we were talking and that people had complaints about was putting and recognizing the length of the putts. How have you addressed that and where are you with that?
So we actually have length of putts in the system that we never surfaced or we're not surfacing. But I believe, and I could stand to be correct on this, but I'm pretty sure the putt distances are used as part of the strokes gained analysis. So often people are asked, part of that then is, okay, well, how do you know where the pin location is? So we kind of crowdsource that, I guess, to a degree, in that if someone plays that course on that day and if they fix the pin position, it's fixed for everybody else.
Sure.
And then we have distances, and those distances are calculated as parts of the putting section of the strokes gained. So that's how we can start recommending what you do in the putting area. So, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody telling you, based on data, here's what you need to practice in your outside 10 foot or your putts inside 10 foot, that's what you need to improve, and we're delivering that now.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I had suggested to you that it may be if you were to tap as you're taking the ball out of the cup, and then the next time you tap is at your next tee box, that the system would recognize where the last tap was. But that there are still times where you forget to tap.
I would say that.
Go ahead.
The quality, Fred, I don't know, maybe the Wi-Fi is kicking in here again, but can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
You're having trouble hearing me?
Just it's kind of a little bit robotic or something like that, or it's like the Wi-Fi. But I can hear.
Okay. Well, no, I was not important. Okay, so we were just talking about trying to figure out what the, you know, where the putting is, but one of the things that recently the software update, I guess, was and it clearly people are having sound issue. Are you having a sound issue with me or with John?
I can hear you now perfectly. It was with you there.
Okay. I'm glad. With me.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it's
it
okay
is.
Now.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can remember what I was going to ask. It was about, that there was a recent software update that said when I plugged it in, that was saying, you know, we detected a swing, but we didn't register the tap.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome. And then I have to go back and remember where I was, what club.
Yeah. So if you forget to tag, it's the process we call it tag and go. If you forget to tag, then we have a shot detection algorithm that based on your hip movement and a few other little factors can actually detect that you took a shot, and not only detects that you took a shot, but actually based on your distances, very accurately will say something like 8-iron, or suggest that the club was an 8-iron, and you say yes. So we try to cover for those that find it difficult to remember to tag all the time. But I would say that generally that comes from people that see it as a mechanical process. If it's used as that trigger, you don't forget. And once you're using it like that, like I hate, I mean, it's a strong word, hate, but I hate playing golf without the device now. Yeah. Because I know, first of all, I have a routine now where every shot I play the shot in my head, and it gives me such a great advantage. You know, it doesn't allow my emotions or my thoughts to get in the way of my round of golf. It allows me to stay present on the shot. And then I go in and I do my physical or whatever it is I do. But for those that found a mechanical process, we strive to make things easier. So we built an algorithm. It took us a year and a half to build this algorithm. It's a fairly complicated piece of software, especially from the hip versus on the club, because it's a very subtle signature to detect a shot. So we've built that, we've added it, and now we can, if you forget to tag, we pick up that you took shots in 95% of the cases.
Very cool. Let everybody know who's with us live here on Blab. I've just opened it up. If you see on the screen, it says call in. If you have any questions for John that you'd like to ask, you're more than welcome to join us. We have a couple of golf instructors on here who may have questions. I think your brother is still over there from the other side of the pond. Actually, from where you are in San Francisco, it's a lot of land and then the pond. So he is, you guys are all welcome. So please join in. And if you just want to ask a question that we can read, it's you do slash then Q, not Q then slash. That way I can put the question up on the screen for John. David, who's been very active asking questions, David, I really appreciate it. Would like to know, as a PGA professional, how he can get more information on game golf and using it for his students.
So I would say the first point of call is gamegolf.com. And in our support section, there's actually a number there that can be dialed. Also, then we have an email address. It's learnmore@gamegolf.com. And that's for PGA pros. So learnmore@gamegolf.com. And if we get emails, when we get emails into that, we get our guy, one of our guys, Mike Heyman, generally, who's, we have a number of PGA guys working with the company actually in Florida. So we get one of those guys to reach out.
Excellent. Yeah, that's great. And I could speak as well that your support staff is very responsive, very quick to respond.
Super.
Yeah, really are good. And that's huge in any business, is that you have to have good support staff.
Yeah, so the company Sonos, they are a real, you know, when it comes to customer support, Sonos, that wireless music company, are just amazing.
Yeah, great.
So we actually got, when we started the company, we got the guy that set up their entire customer support section, we got him into the company to set it up here.
Very cool.
Because I'm a real believer that our, ultimately, who we report to are the people that are using our product, our customers. Mm-hmm. If we keep our customers happy, if we provide tools that are useful to PGA professionals, I think we can be very successful, provided we keep our ears open and listen more than we talk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom, you're asking loaded questions, and we know that you're family, so you know the answers to that. And can you, he wants to know about the PGA players that are there. And we've talked about Jim Furyk, Lee Westwood, Graham McDowell, all being supporters and users of the product. And when you're on the system, when you go into your account at gamegolf.com, you can challenge anybody. You can compare yourself to anybody, whether it's a friend or a PGA professional, right?
That's right. That's right. You can compare yourself against anyone, first of all,
right?
For bragging rights. But then we've also built a challenges platform where, you know, we've had individuals such as, you know, Donald Faison out of Scrubs, the TV show. We see him setting up challenges every day. Andre Iguodala,
State Warriors.
Yes. He's a big user of our system.
Oh, is that right?
He had a challenge. He set up a challenge there where golfers all over the world could take part against him. Bridgestone, they run their challenges. Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood, Jim Furyk, they've run challenges against consumers, against our golfers. And, you know, maybe 1,000 people will participate. And we're not marketing any of this. It's just through the system. It's a little bit of fun for right now as we kind of test out the platform, and we'll make it more robust. We'll make it more engaging. But it's very interesting to see how golfers are using and leveraging the system to engage with other golfers. Actually, in our forums, we find people are saying things like, hey, I'm playing Lake Merced next Saturday. Any game golfer is going to be there, or Harding Park, or wherever. So people are finding very innovative ways to use the system as a way to meet other golfers that have game golf as the similar piece.
Right.
Which I find amazing. I find it very interesting.
Yeah, I don't think you anticipated the social element that it introduced.
Certainly not that. Certainly not that. I mean, I'm a big believer of, you know, data on its own is dry. You have to bring the data to life. You have to visualize the data. It has to be intuitive. It has to be easy. And most importantly for me, it has to be fun. If you make something fun, people will do it all day long. And if people do something all day long, they tend to get better. So that has been the design philosophy behind Game Golf. Sometimes we do great in it. Sometimes we don't, and we try harder the next time. You know, it's an evolving process. It's an evolving platform. We'll get better and better and better, provided we listen to our golfers and who are our customers. And provided we build something that people love. That's the word, I think. You know, if we continue to strive to build something that people love, and if we get close to that, I think it's going to be fantastic for the industry, because it's designed to grow the game. It's designed to help PGA members. It's designed for golfers to use it, have fun, and get better with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned, you know, now that we're in the PGA off season, that the NBA seems to be stealing the headlines, at least here in the Bay Area. John and I are both located in the Bay Area, and the Golden State Warriors just have everybody's attention, and they seem to be gaining that kind of momentum all over the country, if not the world, yeah. Because they're doing stuff that's never been done before. And you mentioned Andre Iguodala, and I know that Steph Curry is supposed to be a great golfer as well.
He has used the system.
Yeah, they both have?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I just this moment as we're talking, I got an ESPN headline that Andre Iguodala stirs up controversy when he jokes that the only way to stop the Warriors is to shoot us and kill us. That's not a funny thing. No, that's Andre, don't say that right now. This is not the time for that. Anyway, let's see. A couple questions that are coming up. Fabio, who is a golf instructor, he says, I've been in touch with customer support and a few of the sales guys. As an instructor, I've been highly satisfied with the response and interactions, and he wanted to congratulate you on that. He also said there was an instructor kit with Game Golf Classic. Anything in the works for an instructor kit feature-wise on the live version?
That is a good question. And I do not know the answer to that. But if you email learnmore@gamegolf.com, we can. I'm sure there is something there. I haven't been focused on that. So learnmore@gamegolf.com, and we'll find out. But I think the answer is yes. There is. Yeah, I'm getting a signal here saying there is.
Okay, great. Let's tell people where, you know, price point and where they can get them.
So the price is $299. It's available now on gamegolf.com. It's on available. Have you heard of Launchpad on Amazon?
I have not.
So it's available on Amazon, but Amazon had this thing called Launchpad where they selected 200 products, like from all products, Nest, the thermostat, you know, some really cool products. And wow. Game Golf was the only golf product selected.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's, you know, with some competitors out there. So that was a pretty nice achievement for us.
Yeah.
So Amazon, I mean, it's available now. Game Golf Live is available in PGA Tour Superstore, Golf Galaxy. It's available. It's in 1,200 retail locations, pro shops. It's pretty much everywhere right now.
Is it still in Apple stores?
It is in Apple Europe. And because of the sales and sell through, and because it's doing so well there, I believe it's going back into the US.
Great. Great. One of the things that I really do appreciate, and it's, I know it's, it may, it's the way it is now. I don't know if this will be forever, but there's no subscription fees associated with this. Once you have it, you're done. You don't have to pay out to Game Golf anymore. I don't know if that's the long-term goal to keep it that way, but it's really awesome that that you don't have any associated fees on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I mean, our intention is to make as much of that platform available as possible. You know, economics and our, you know, it just depends on. Yeah, we have plans maybe to introduce certain things like that. But everything that's available now will continue to be available, which is a lot. I mean, there's a lot. There's your rounds. There's your insights, which gives you strokes gained off the tee shot, approach the green, the challenges platform. I mean, there's a lot of stuff available right now. Maybe we'll introduce premium at some stage for deeper dives and certain things. But, you know, as of right now, we have not.
Great. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. That's really awesome. Well, it's the perfect time of year to be buying something for your, you know, for your golfer in your life, or if you're making a list for the people in your life who want to buy you something, this should be very high on your list. Game Golf Live, Game Golf Classic. You really can't go wrong with Game Golf Classic, but you'll get a lot more information with Game Golf Live.
And Game Golf Live, both of them are awesome products.
Now, one of the things that we talked about in the past, I want to know, I know that when I go to gamegolf.com, it takes me right to my dashboard. But if I wanted to get to your main homepage, how do I do that? There's no way, is there a way to get there?
Well, one way for sure is interesting, Fred, interesting. So if you log out, let me just check here while we're talking. So let me see Game Golf.
If I go to
gamegolf.com, it should log me in. Yes, let me see. So if I log in.
Okay.
Let's see here. I think I was going to say you just log out, but I think.
Yeah.
Just check some. So I'm logging
you still
in
have,
now. As,
you still have gameyourgame.com.
Yeah, oh yeah. So let me see. So I'm logged into my dashboard. I click on Game Golf, the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And does that bring me to... No, it doesn't. Okay, so that's interesting. So right now what you got to do is you have to log out.
Log out of your account.
So if you log out, it brings you to the product pages.
Okay, then you'll get more on the products you can learn from right there at
gamegolf.com. Yeah, so you do have to log out right now. I thought if you clicked on the logo, it would bring you to the home, the kind of the product pages, but it doesn't.
All righty. Well, John, this went on. I don't think either of us anticipated we'd be here for an hour and a half, but I appreciate your patience through the technical difficulties. It worked well afterwards.
Nice.
And I appreciate and thank everybody for joining us. Good luck this holiday season. I think you guys are going to just, I don't want to use the word blow up. It's not the right word anymore, but you're going to witness tremendous success in your sales. And let's just keep it politically safe.
I've just been handed, Fred, if you like, I've just been handed a note.
Yes.
So if you want, if you'd like to run a promotion with your guys, I have some details here.
Please share. We would love to do a promotion with the, because you know the Golf Smarter audience has been the longest and most loyal to your product.
Okay.
What do you got to offer, Coach?
So let me see. So if you go to, buy. Let's say you go to the website, you go to gamegolf.com, and you go to buy the live product, and you go to the shopping cart. If you enter promo code Fred Green, FredGreene, if you enter that, it will actually bring up an extra a tag set that also works with your Android phones. So you get your live device, and then you get that $199 product that is the tags that work with the Android phones as well. So it could be used as a present to be given to people that have Android phones with NFC readers in the back.
So you need a separate set of tags for, now you confuse me. So for Game Golf Classic or Game Golf Live, you need an extra set of tags.
This is all about Game Golf Live.
Right.
So if you go to the shopping cart.
Right.
Go to the live product, click on buy now, I guess. It brings you into the shopping cart. There's an area where you can enter a promo code. If you enter Fred Green, it will actually bring up another product that which is our $99 tags that work with your phone.
So for Android users, and we know the comparison, but there are a lot of Android users all over the world, especially out of the U.S., but use the promo code Fred Green. Is that one word or two?
One word, Fred Green. And really, you get the live and then you get a gift that you can give.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's very nice. And I'm kind of flattered and taken aback that you use my name, but that's okay. It's never been done before. We usually use Golf Smarter, but we can use Fred Green on this one.
All right.
That's my moment in the sun. William says he's confused. William, what are you confused about here? That if you, you'll get an extra set of tags here for an Android device.
That
you don't have to buy it for $99. The promo. That is the promo. Go ahead.
So this is the live device. And then we have another box, which I don't have in my hand, William, which is a smaller box that has tags that can be used with an Android phone instead of the physical device. So
I see.
This is the other product. So we've got this guy.
Okay.
It's a, as you can see, it's a much thinner box, smaller. But this can be used with your Android phone.
Okay. So then the default product that comes with Game Golf Live is the iOS product. And you have to, if you have an Android phone, you have to buy a separate product as well?
No. Okay. This here works with Android and iOS.
Okay.
It's a physical device that you use with the tags that come in the box. Okay. This is our set of tags that actually will work with your Android phone.
Wait, you're tagging, you just tag the phone?
You tag the phone.
Whoa, wait. But you can't do that with iOS, right?
No, because iOS don't have, their NFC opened up yet. So
because it's NFC. Okay.
Yeah. So this is a $99. It's a perfect gift.
It's a great gift, and it's free if you, with the promo code Fred Green.
Yes. And then this is the live.
Of Green.
I would say that the user experience is, it's very good in both. Live is obviously, as a standalone device, is totally in our control. You know, it's probably a little bit better.
Okay. Very cool. John McGuire, CEO of Game Golf, thank you so much for all of your time and for the very generous offer for this holiday season. Have a happy holidays and great success this season.
To all your listeners and you as well. Thanks so much for being here and having us on.
Now, unfortunately, the video of this blab session isn't good enough to post on Golf Smarter TV because of technical difficulties that created about a 15-minute delay. Then the recording started and stopped multiple times. I'm too frustrated by it, but I'm learning. I'm getting better at it. Anyway, there is a short video on our YouTube channel that I lifted from the premium version of the conversation on how Game Golf really locks you in on your pre-shot routine. You can subscribe, and I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is filled with a lot of helpful tips, travel, tech, and more. Just search for Golf Smarter TV. Now, I want to clarify the exclusive offer that's only been made to Golf Smarter listeners. When you purchase a brand new Game Golf Live unit from their website, and I have a specific URL for you in the show notes, use my name as the checkout code, Fred Green. One word, all lowercase, with an E at the end of green. With that, you'll receive an extra set of tags to place on the butt of your clubs that can only be used with the Game Golf Live unit or all by themselves with an Android phone. Android phones have an NFC or a near-field communication chips that iPhones don't have. So when you use these specific tags, all you have to do is tap your phone. So purchase the new Game Golf Live package at the regular price and get the $99 Android tags for free. If you don't have an Android phone, but you have a golf partner that does, then work out a deal with them. Or better yet, give it to them as a gift and they'll be grateful forever. Not just for the gift, but for helping them to become a better golfer. Again, use the code FREDGREEN when you check out. This expires on January 5, 2016, and the specific URL to use is in episode number 517 show notes on your podcast app, or click on it at golfsmarter.com. Now, our next Blab recording time is this Thursday, December 10, at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you're encouraged to join in the conversation because based on all the emails I received after this instructor has been on, I know you have questions for him. Our guest is a Golf Smarter favorite from the Balance Point Golf Schools, Jim Waldron. Remember, each new episode of Golf Smarter will be live on Blab, blab.im, or on the Blab app, which allows you to watch the video live and participate with your questions. To receive an automatic notification of upcoming recording dates and time, keep your eye on Golf Smarter in Facebook or follow us on Twitter or Blab at Golf Smarter.